Hello, my name's Aruna. I'm gonna be 30 next Monday. I'm originally from a small country called Guinea-Bissau. It's in West Africa, beside Senegal, but I grew up in Portugal. However, I've been living in Northern Ireland for 10 years, almost 11 now. Well, when I first moved to Portugal, I was a student. Until time I came here, basically, I remember before moving to Portugal and Africa, I didn't do much. It was more like helping, you know, the family with agricultural kind of work. In Portugal, started going to school and started playing football. So it was the first time I actually got introduced to football. When I started playing football, it was a good way for me to, you know, to be part of the community and have something routine to do and make friends. So I will consider my home country Portugal more than in Africa, where I was born. Obviously, I grew up in Portugal, and most of my friends will live there, and we maintain close contact whenever possible. Well, I left Portugal. I left in Guinea-Bissau, where I was born, when I was 8. My dad took me over to Portugal because, you know, I could have better opportunities to study and stuff, and probably, you know, better opportunities in life. And then I left Portugal in 2003. I never actually thought of coming to Northern Ireland. I initially, when I was in Portugal, I was playing football for over years. And I always wanted to be a footballer, so it was my dream. But then I was doing school, I was going to school at the same time. But then whenever I turned 19, it was my first senior season, and I basically didn't get many chances to play, even though I signed for a team, for amateur team, and they paid a little. But I mean, I didn't get many chances to play. So that kind of affected a lot my confidence. And obviously, you know, I spent, say, almost 10 years dreaming of becoming a footballer and stuff. So, and then at school, it kind of affected me, you know, because even I lost motivation in school and all this stuff. So I wasn't going to some classes. So I kind of just decided, you know, to go and look for work, basically. And then I never actually thought of coming here, but what happened is, like, in a period of a month, basically, I managed to speak to one of my cousins who was living in Dungannon, and he worked there in a factory. So basically, I spoke to him, and he said, you know, he could give me a job and stuff. So what happened is the following month, February, I ended up coming to Northern Ireland. So I worked for a while in a factory there, but they didn't like my work, so basically got sacked, not even within a month. So in between that, I spent some time looking for other jobs around the area, factory work. There wasn't much, and then I just decided to come to Belfast, you know. I didn't know anyone in Belfast who... so I never really looked back since then, so... I enjoyed Belfast, you know, obviously, you know, living in Dungannon for a while, you know, being a very small town with not much to do, and when you're a bit young, and I came from Lisbon in Portugal, and it's a big city, you know, so there's always things to do. Then came to Belfast, and, you know, it's not that big, but I mean, there's always a bit more to do, so yeah, I've been living in Belfast for over 10 years now. So it's like a home to me now. So I got family and stuff like that. So basically now the days, you know, the time just goes very, very fast. So, you know, I just kind of look back and say, yeah, you know, things have moved on, and you just don't realize time, you know. Just, I didn't choose Belfast, I didn't choose Northern Ireland. It just happened. It wasn't planned. Just happened. I was looking for work. I only actually knew about Belfast and Northern Ireland through the news, you know, or also through school, because sometimes in our English classes, you know, in Portugal, they would, you know, some of the material will cover the troubles and stuff like that. I'm pretty, I would say I'm a pretty friendly guy. I'm not hard to get on with, and I like to be involved in, you know, in the local community and stuff. So I think that kind of helped. And what helped me a lot through football, football basically helped me integrate to the local community because I was playing for local teams and get to know, meet people and all this stuff. And there's no language barrier in football, you know. Everybody turns up and everybody runs behind the ball and kick it or whatever, you know. There's no, you have to speak English and all this stuff, so it's a great tool, you know, to break barriers and all this stuff. So yeah, and then obviously I've been working for NICEM, say, for 10 years now, so it's kind of a family as well, home for me. So I have on me a top from a football team in Portugal called União Atlético Povoense. It's a local team. Now the reason, I don't have many objects back in the house, you know, that I could bring, you know, but this one means a lot to me, so I've kept it. Basically, this is a top I was wearing when I was 15 years old, and we kind of won the league, so, and we kept the top. So the top itself reminds me of that occasion when we won the league and, you know, great party and stuff. But the emblem, the symbol, the team means far more than that to me, because I spent 10 years, you know, training and playing football, and I had a lot of dreams, a lot of friends with them, and football really helped me, you know, getting me off the street and, you know, giving me a bit of discipline and stuff like that, just keeping me in the right way. Football's definitely, you know, a savior for me, so